Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere you get your favorite app store, Google Play Store, Apple App Store, download it. Once it's down, look for WILK News Radio. That's it. You got us anywhere, anytime, any place. Pure digital bliss. Don't have to worry about it. Works seamlessly with your CarPlay. It's all good. It's 5:11 here, 79 degrees on this Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. Thanks for sticking around for the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here. If you're just joining us, thank you for giving us your time. Listen, a little word of it. Oh, let me get to this first. Ginny from Plains Township said, can you imagine how many lives the police save catching the DUIs and getting them off the road? Thank you, police, for the lives saved. Somebody also said, Rob, if the weather was nicer, those DUI arrests probably would have been doubled. The inclement weather kept a lot of idiots indoors and off the roads, especially some of the motorcycles out there being some of the biggest culprits. I ride motorcycles. I ride cars. It's kind of hard to generalize. I think per capita, I think you would have more in the vehicles. But, I get you. I've had a couple bikes go by me on 81, really trying to kill themselves. But it's a dangerous way to travel. But I wouldn't isolate them like that. And for the first thing I was going to talk about, if you're going to come at me, at least have what sensible information. I get a text message after the last story of Today in History when we were talking about the first woman in space on the Challenger. Basically said that it never made it into space. The Challenger blew up. Okay, well, the incident I was talking about where she became the first woman in space was 1983. The Challenger disaster was in 1986. It did go up multiple times. The Challenger, they were multi-use space shuttles. I believe it was 9 missions. I thought it was over a dozen, but it was 9 missions that the space shuttle had went into space for. So if you're going to come at me, do better. Do better. So with all the rhetoric out there and the lies of, we need to tone things down. And I say lies because it's just quite that. And I'm going to get into some of them here. But, I did hear today that during the Scranton No Kings rally, you had one of our county commissioners, Bill Gaughan, give a pathetic speech using all the tropes that are out there, Nazis and fascists and all the things out there. And again, this was the day that they said, things should have been turned down because of the tragic targeted assassination in Minnesota. There were also some strange stuff coming out of Minnesota where the victim in that, the former Speaker of the House who was killed, her house was broken into and searched by an unknown entity. You would think that it would be a crime scene and at least have someone in the area sitting outside. But a strange occurrence there. But, you had that here in our area with, one of our local Mad Magazine guy, Alfred E. Newman, talking about, how bad the administration is and they're like fascists and Hitler and all the funny things. Well, the White House is also condemning Jim Acosta. Now, this got utterly disgusting. Now, it said he jokes. You don't make jokes like this. The White House condemns Jim Acosta after he jokes about Trump's dead ex-wife. He's just a disgraceful human being. This is what it's come to. Ex-CNN correspondent Jim Acosta joked in an interview posted Monday. So this is after this assassination and attempted assassination in Minnesota, where people are saying, things need to be toned down. We need to be nicer to one another. We need to respect one another more. Where he, about President Trump's deceased former wife's burial site and called her an example of immigrant doing the jobs Americans don't want to do. Now, this is just abhorrent. Acosta speaking on the No King's Day episode of The Contrarian podcast with Jennifer Rubin, another winner, blasted Trump not only for the ICE raids, but argued he's a hypocrite on the immigration issue because of his immigrant wives, including his late first wife, Ivana. Now, I understand it's hard for Democrats to differentiate between illegal immigrants and legal immigrants, but they do their best to combine the two, and they do that purposefully and realize that. This is Acosta now quoted. Were the ICE raids at the Trump properties? Could somebody call ICE on the Trump golf course in Virginia? You're telling me there's nobody in there that's undocumented or has some kind of squirrelness going on with their paperwork? He asked in a clip flagged by the media. Give me a break. How about immigrants he married? He's got one buried at his golf course in New Jersey. Isn't she buried on the first hole of the second tee or something like that? He asked as Rubin, the left-wing reporter, April Ryan laughed. They're joking about where the man's former wife is buried. But this is right after, you know, the nation is talking about toning things down. And, you know, it's the right that's bringing this rhetoric up and causing this danger. It's their talking points. Immigrants always do the jobs that Americans don't want to do, he joked further. Ivana, who's the mother of the president's three oldest children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, is buried at the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. She died in 2022. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told the media, Jim Acosta is a disgraceful human being. Acosta, who left CNN in January, covered the White House for the network. Now, there's an ongoing dispute. They don't like each other, obviously, but this is just disgraceful. This is just disgusting. You're making fun of where the man's former wife is buried? That's where we're at. And again, the whole conflation of illegal immigrants and legal immigrants. And it like I said, it's done purposefully all the time. Well, they just do the jobs. It's interesting because there was a case just recently, and I featured it on my Facebook, so you could check it out there, where they say, you know, ICE is just simply targeting. They're targeting poor working immigrants at Home Depot. So here's the narrative. ICE is targeting hardworking immigrants at places like Home Depot where they're simply looking to do the jobs Americans won't do. That's the narrative. Well, here's the reality. Border Patrol agents operating in Los Angeles County arrested Juan Diego Huen, an illegal alien from Mexico who was convicted in 2015 for having sex with a minor under 16. He was in prison for 2 years. Border Patrol arrested him at Home Depot in Cheros, California, during a roving patrol. He's also has six previous arrests for illegal entry. So he was arrested and spent time in prison for having sex with a minor under 16. Looking at him, he's about 60 years old. Looking at the picture. Now, I'm guessing he could be in his 50s, but he's no less than 50. I posted the picture. You could look at this yourself. So not only was he convicted in 2015 for having sex with a minor under 16, was in prison for 2 years, he's also has six previous arrests for illegal entry. And we should just turn the other way. There are actually people out there that says, well, he served his time to society. He did his time in jail. He should be left alone now. No, he should be escorted out. He shouldn't be here to begin with. The fact he was able to do the crime to begin with, let's not make the same mistake again. And not only that, he's been arrested six times for coming in illegally. Needs to go, and we need to keep them out. But when they talk about, well, you know, there's just hardworking immigrants that are doing the jobs that no one else wants to do at Home Depot, it's just not the case. So I don't care if they arrested 10 or 12 individuals at that Home Depot. Taking this one individual off the streets and out of the country was worth it. And again, I'm sure an agreement could be made that if states and cities would agree to, we will notify ICE on every case where an arrest comes in for another crime, and honor your detainer in exchange for you not targeting simply just illegal immigrants in our city, in our state. I guarantee you the administration would jump at that. Why don't someone prove me wrong and try it? Because that's exactly what I recommended to them earlier today when I was having a conversation with someone in the Department of Homeland Security. Because that's who you want to target, right? People who are wanted for other crimes and happen to be here illegally. So let's focus on that. But for the narrative of, you know, they're just arresting people out there. But Jim Acosta is just a disgraceful human being. And they laugh when he says it. And this was right at the time where there was assassinations for political reasons. Now, we're not sure exactly why or for what reason. But political reasons are political reasons. Be it some nut in Harrisburg going after Governor Josh Shapiro, be it some nut in Minnesota going after the elected officials there, or somebody in Butler, Pennsylvania climbing a roof and trying to shoot a presidential candidate. Doesn't matter. It's violence. And either you're going to call for it to stop and not wink and nod and make jokes about it afterwards, or we're not going to move forward.